This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Well, I see those lines all lit up. You guys are on to us. You know all about this Hawaii thing. Alice is giving you a chance to win a vacation to Aulani. It's a Disney resort and spa, so you know it's top notch. Top shelf, top of the heap, cream of the crop. Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. It's a legendary vacation for your whole family. And we'll take caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll get a Disney gift card, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation to Aulani. Oh. Lots of chances to get qualified today, right now, of course. Telling you to call right now. And at 1205, 305, and 505. Next week, too. So 2 weeks of this. Aulani, if you want to go, call now.
800-400-3697. That's the phone number, and that's also the text number. You can text us stuff.
Yeah,
you
we
say
love
stuff,
it.
We read it. It's pretty fun.
We like it.
And I've got only 5 minutes before we get to the movie review.
Squeeze
so here's
in,
a couple.
Vin.
925. Thank you, Vinny, for positive words on autism, but man, as a mom with a child on the spectrum, it's tough being blamed again. That's not, I don't think, what the story is trying to do, but the medical community, it seems like, has been searching for some reason this has been happening and still comes up short all the time.
Right.
Like, there really is no way to point to it. So, I don't
well,
know. I've been interested in it all along. It's a weird thing that it's so generational. Like, the baby boomers didn't have this in their generation the way we do.
Well, you know, there's disparity about that, too, because a lot of what we diagnose as autism now and this whole spectrum thing is stuff that just went as that kid's got problems
right.
the olden days. It just wasn't diagnosed. In fact, there's lots of things that they're like, well, it's could be on the spectrum, but there's a term for it. It's like not otherwise diagnosed personality spectrum disorder. And it has a whole acronym for it because we went through a ton of this stuff, test after test after test after specialist after specialist after specialist. And sometimes they're just like, we're just not sure what's going on. Not otherwise diagnosed.
Oh, well, I think, you know, and if you're listening and you're autistic and you might be thinking, man, you know, you're talking about me. But we're not trying to talk about you. We're talking about a situation. And look, autism, I think the guy Free Solo, the guy who climbed, something's up with him.
Right.
And they hint at it. They just don't come right out with it.
Well, but he may not have been diagnosed.
But look at the achievement he was able to.
Right.
I mean, that's profound. So it's clear that.
Well, that hyper-focus is definitely like an Asperger's thing or, you know, one of the potential indicators of
right.
that.
Right. Well,
like,
that guy's for real that. And highly accomplished.
Yep.
And someone to look up to for sure. 415 says, Vinny, don't borrow trouble. Babies are fine. Okay. Yuzette, I had to turn on the closed captioning during True Detective. Couldn't understand a word.
I turn on the closed captioning on almost every show I watch now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like it. I don't have to look at it, but if I don't know what they said, I can, you know, dart my eyes down. Because half the time, my hearing is just going. Mm-hmm. It's these headphones for the last 30 years,
well,
sure.
Well, I feel like
it.
Some of the HBO shows, like True Detective, are dark.
Yes.
And they're mumbly to me. I feel that way about Game of Thrones. It's dark. A little mumbly.
That is dark.
All the English shows, too. I'm like, half the time, I'm like, what the crikey did that guy just say?
Right.
Yuzette going home sounds like an episode of Dexter. It does.
Oh, it sounds like a crime scene.
Murder
there.
Scene.
It really does.
You've got it all taped off, Yuzi.
It's
plasticked off.
God. If I was on some kind of altered
Alden
state, I'd probably be crying.
Did he just get you up to your bedroom
to put
you someplace safe?
He unzippered
it has a zipper.
The first one. Mm-hmm. And then he unzippered. There's a second, third. Is there a fourth one? There might be a fourth one.
Boy, all kinds of compartments.
Yeah. I was just like, how do I get
batting
out?
at the
and he's funny. All zipper.
Oh, poor thing. That's awful. Mm. And how long are they thinking now?
I don't know, Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
650 says, Sarah really has it out for Bryn today. She's calling him a wimpy crybaby, a psycho fan of some young boys, and her pets are heads are falling off.
Yeah. You poor thing. How do you take
there's
it?
More of that, but yeah, sure. I'll take that. There's a lot more than that. Off the air, she's just downright nasty.
Oh, now you're just making stuff up. Tell me more about what a bitch I am.
Stop, you know, laughing. She likes
meanwhile,
it.
We just said we had a whole laugh session where, oh, I know what you're talking about now. Something you don't want to do.
What's that?
Oh, 408 says, regarding it, Survivor, has anyone mentioned War Dog's resemblance to Vinny? Not as handsome, of course.
Yeah, he looks just like Vinny.
And a lot more meat-heady, but there's a resemblance.
Bald people do all look very much alike. Squeeze right in there, Marcus. We're trying to find microphones for everybody.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, read another one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, read one more. Okay. Go ahead.
He's a white boy from Yale and working for another Ivy League school. He'll get away with murder.
Oh.
The boy that...
The girl didn't die.
Right.
He'll get away with
murder.
Attempted murder. She was like, that dude's got excellent future possibilities. I think he's great.
Oh, you think she's looking at him long play? All right.
Okay. We're back, and we're finally doing it again.
We built this show, and you make it. I built this show.
Go, Sarah.
We built this show, and you make it.
It's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to pee for the week once again. Lily Osborne. It's the K.O. No, wait. Hold up. It's the O-K-O. No, that doesn't seem to work. No. It's the O-O-K-O. It's the K-O-O. Kalina. Osborne.
This is elaborate.
Is it cool?
Is she call you?
Or
is she call you?
The classic.
The movie with Human, Marcus, and Rudy. The coup.
The coup.
K O O. The movie cool, review. Right?
It needs to be the coup.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
This DRE update is brought to you by News 10. Wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
It never ends.
And Bryn.
And Bryn.
Maybe Vaughn. Maybe Vaughn.
And Vaughn.
So many things.
Kubva.
So many things.
Hey, real quickly, everyone, before we get to the big movie review, the Sonoma International Film Festival is a couple weeks away. Yes. I'm going to be there. Two movies I want to tell you about real quickly. World-famous chef Tyler Florence is showing his documentary called Uncrushable about the wide country wildfires.
Oh.
And that's on Friday, March 29th. And I think he's having a big dinner with that. And then Ed Burns is coming to the film festival.
Oh, that's cool.
He's showing his movie called Summertime. It follows a bunch of teenagers on Long Island, 1983. So I put the link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but it's sonomafilmfest.org. Also, Marcus is doing a big comedy show coming
this is
up.
Phenomenal.
Oh, Marcus. Oh.
This is epic. This is epic right here. How you feeling, Marcus?
Are you nervous?
Juice. It'll be fun. Nah, I'm not nervous. Nah.
How That's long is your set?
For. When is it?
It'll be this Wednesday, March 13th at the Punchline, 8 o'clock. Come on out, y'all.
Tickets aren't sold out yet?
Of course not.
We mentioned it a couple times already.
Nah, it's not sold out
So you're
yet.
Headlining.
I wouldn't say I'm headlining. I would
Is
be
anyone playing after you?
No.
Then you're headlining.
Then you're headlining, bro.
So, and how long are you doing?
I'll be the last
how
comic,
long?
Quote unquote, yes. to go on stage. Probably about a 15-minute set.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Why so short when you're headlining?
Well, it could go longer. Just depends on how things are going.
I see.
15 minutes is a lot.
That is a lot.
It's a lot.
Not for a headliner, it's not.
That's
well,
a
I
lot.
Mean, it's still a lot, though, especially if it's your first time.
Yeah,
have you been practicing your 15 minutes over and over, just told to know it by heart?
Not a single second.
Oh, what?
No. Not a single second.
This is
going to
be rough.
Oh, boy. He's going raw dog, baby.
That is raw dog.
Rudy, you going to go to that?
I am going to go. I want to see this. I've been following this guy for a long time since he posted it, and I'm like, I want to see how this goes down.
Yeah, it might not be pretty. It may not be pretty.
That's the best part, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, everybody's like, Marcus, are you nervous? Like, nervous? No, I'm not nervous at all. I can't lose. Either I'll bomb hard and everybody will laugh, or I'll do great and everybody will laugh. So it'll be a win-win for me all the way around.
What if everyone just walks out in the middle of your set?
That'll be something to talk about.
Right. You know, I think some of this is age-related, don't you think? Like, when you were younger, you'd have probably been killing yourself. Like,
from the inside out.
Now you're like, what am I going to die up there?
Right. That's true.
You might actually die up there.
I've probably been obsessed with it, but I'm not worried about it at all.
All right, you're gonna be beautiful phenomenal. People. Yeah. Alice Radio. Here's your review of Captain Marvel.
All right. Enough about everybody else.
Conversation over.
Brie Larson, Sam Jackson, Jude Law, Annette Bening, Gemma Chan, and Jimon Hanzu.
Looks like you were practicing.
Hey. Yeah.
Didn't practice enough.
Jimon I know of.
So, this film is the origin story of Carol Danvers, the Air Force pilot whose DNA merged with alien technology
because of
an explosion. It's always an explosion.
Right.
As a result, Carol became Captain Marvel.
It's two words.
A.K.A. Miss Marvel. All right, we're going to start with you, Marcus. Brie Larson, was she the right choice for Captain Marvel?
Who were the people you said were the
So the three runners-up were supposed to be Jen Lawrence, Emily Blunt, and Jessica Chastain.
Hmm. Wow, after seeing the movie.
I would have seen Jennifer Lawrence.
That would have been badass.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt.
I think I think Emily Blunt and Jessica Chastain, unfortunately, probably a little too old for the role.
Ooh.
That's what I was thinking.
Probably a little too old for the role.
Okay.
Rudy?
I take it back. Probably look a little too old for the role.
So they look right.
They don't look old. They don't look old.
She's been through a blast, though.
Look too old
some years.
For the role.
That's true.
You're not too old. You just look too old.
Jennifer Lawrence. You're not actually too old. Yeah.
You just look too old. You don't take care of yourself.
The role of the mother's available.
That's right. Mama Marvel. I would have went Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, you would have?
She just has the badass look.
I agree.
Oh, wow. All right.
Brie just looks friendly and nice.
Is that nice?
Is that? Oh,
the
so
eyes
you think
are kind.
She was just too nice?
I think
you didn't love her.
I didn't find her.
Her eyes were too kind. You know, if that makes any sense. Like every time there was an opportunity,
she had that like eagle eye.
No, and she has one of those looks like when she's trying to be tough. It's just you can't really buy it.
It's dumb.
It's just it doesn't work for her.
All right, Rudy. The New York Post wrote this. Even when Brie Larson was kicking ass, the film was still a total bore. Mm. Do you agree with that?
And I'm sorry to disappoint all the Marvel nerds out there. Okay, but the truth is that it was a boring movie. It was.
Oh,
it was
too bad.
They had some scenes in there that were witty and interesting, and there was action packed stuff, but. For the most part, though, I agree. It dragged. I didn't feel like I really even got the entire story of Captain Marvel. And I did my homework too, because I'm not a huge Marvel nerd. So I did my homework and I tried to figure out what her origins were. And they kind of like poked at it, but they didn't explain it enough. And even my brother-in-law, who was sitting right next to me, because I took him with me as my plus one, when I looked over at him, he was looking at me like, yeah, man, it's not doing it for me. So I'm sorry, but it was a boring flick. Yeah.
I'll disagree. I enjoyed it. Well, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I will say this, though, and I always ask Hooman, how long does this movie run? And he gave me the runtime.
Like, 12 minutes.
That's too long.
212?
Marvel films tend to be way too long.
Right.
Even the ones that are really good. And this one, because it was so long, because there was a bunch of exposition at the beginning, probably the first 25, 30 minutes was stuff that could have cut down to like 10 minutes. And that is my main gripe. And I understand why someone would be bored and start checking out after 25 minutes. But I think if people stick with it, they'll enjoy it. Mm. It does pick up.
But Marcus, you're not putting it on the same level as like other action-packed Marvel movies,
like
though, right?
Iron Man.
No, I wouldn't do that. But you know what? Marvel just does it right. And I have never seen a Marvel film where I went, God, that sucked. They just know how to do these movies. And my only gripe with them has always been that their films are too long.
Bryn.
They don't need to be that long.
Bryn, you bored?
It didn't suck.
Were you bored watching the movie?
There were times.
That's the best you can say, though.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
It didn't suck.
That's my point.
And Marvel, I have this huge expectation every time I walk into those movies for Marvel. So it was sad. I wasn't happy with it.
So
you're saying that you can't say it sucked, but you can't say you enjoyed it.
It was boring.
Yeah, it was a letdown.
Sarah, they told everybody, they've been telling us for months that this is the most powerful person in the Marvel universe.
Yes.
What do you expect to see? Yeah.
The most
awesomeness.
Powerful.
Awesomeness.
You know where you're going to see that, though?
Where?
Avengers, baby.
Oh,
Avengers,
no.
baby.
Oh, my God, next Endgame. Month I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, and so are they just, like, throwing these movies in? Like, we got to do these stories real quick before we get to the next one.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I think exactly I thought it was like a bridge. There's many bridges in the Bay Area. There's the Bay Bridge. There's the Golden Gate. This was like the Dumbarton Bridge.
Yeah, this was Dumbarton Bridge.
Maybe even the Benicia Bridge.
Barely a bridge.
Right?
Barely is. 92. Yeah, it's like a bridge you don't really want to
cross. 39.
Exactly.
It's
like, I don't want to take it.
It's not even a bridge. It's just a pier.
That's yeah. It's just some guy just charging you a toll.
How are the... anybody.
It's a ferry, too.
Diamond Lane.
How are the Easter eggs at the end of the movie?
Oh.
How not bad.
You say eggs.
The first one was cool. The second one was kind of a throwaway.
Second
scene.
One was dumb.
It's kind of a throwaway.
Don't sit through the entire credits. The
no, first you should one, sit through the entire credits just so you can see it.
If you have time.
Yeah.
And no life.
There's nothing amazing about either one. Like, you'll watch it, you'll be like, okay,
yeah, that's true.
That was gonna happen.
Honestly, the way that we're even talking about the Easter eggs, which is supposed to be the one thing that everybody is so pumped up about, for every Marvel movie, the way that we're talking about them lets you know it's indicative of the entire movie. I mean, if the Easter eggs didn't do anything for you, it's kind of like, well, that just lets you know where the movie stands.
Yeah.
I find that the Easter eggs generally, they're not anything special. They've never.
What about the last one though, Marcus? When they actually in Infinity Wars or whatever, didn't they introduced? No,
Captain
no,
Marvel.
I'm talking about the last one.
Yeah,
they introduced Captain Marvel. Yeah. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was like jaws dropped. Oh my god, I can't believe it.
But maybe it's me because I'm a nerd that way. But I already knew that there was going to be some mention of Captain Marvel because the Captain Marvel movie was the next film up. So
right.
Basically, every time there's another movie coming, they do something that lets you know the next movie is coming. So, for me, it's par for the course.
One last question
another Marvel movie.
Before we sum it all up.
And people are going to love it.
You think so?
They're not going to love it.
Expectations
Mark
are
my
too
words.
High.
Love is a strong word.
Marcus is...
Mark my words.
What's better, Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman, hands
you know,
down.
It's funny because I was actually going to address this.
Here we go. The truth, finally.
There was some corny ass S in Wonder Woman.
No, there
wasn't. There was.
Yes,
there was. But she was still badass.
It was better.
Yeah. It was, but I loved that movie.
Yeah, she was badass.
But there was some corny. That
it was
crap
corny,
on the end. The whole, the cartoon they played during the middle of it.
I knew this question was going to come up, the comparison to Wonder Woman. And I think it's a lame comparison, so I don't even want to get into it.
All right, sum it all up. Let me just say this. The Associated Press said exactly what I feel. This is the first female-led movie of the Marvel comic universe, and it deserved more.
True.
More is right. It needed more story, more heart, more wit.
Did not need more story. Oh, my God. It's had too much story.
Keep your expectations low. I mean low.
How come they never did a Black Widow movie?
Because she's not an interesting character.
Yeah.
But it would have been ScarJo. They could have maybe seen her naked or something.
Yeah,
I like
true.
That already. Hey,
can I
let's get on it.
I want to read a text real quick.
Let's get on it.
Okay.
I want to address something. So 925 says, guys, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I wonder if this is a disappointment because the chick isn't naked or sexy.
No.
No.
So, well, that disappointed me.
Here's the thing. I
don't need to see Brie Larson naked.
Yeah.
Nothing. She's got nothing.
She trained and trained, though. I would have liked to have seen
Did anyone notice her muscles? Because there was a whole story about how she trained. I'm like, I didn't notice anything.
And believe me, I was looking. And there was nothing. I didn't necessarily find anything. But to be honest with you, I hate the fact that we're even like going into that area. But you know it's going to go into that area when it's a female-led movie. People are going to try to correlate it with, was there enough? Was there too much sexuality? Was there not enough sexuality? No, look, it was just...
I'm looking for sexiness in all my superheroes, quite frankly.
Definitely.
If Thor was a dog, I wouldn't...
You'd be a fire hydrant.
I'm giving it 2.5 Persians. What do you give it?
I'm sorry, but I'm giving this movie 2 lame pinatas.
Very lame.
Filled with like raisins.
I'm only going to give it 2 pinatas because you need this because it's a bridge. But again, it's the Benicia Bridge. It's a Dumbarton. It's not anything phenomenal. So it's necessary. But it gets 2 pinatas for the most powerful character in the Marvel Universe. This thing was whack.
Marcus, what do you give it?
I liked it. I had fun. I go in with a certain mindset with these movies. I don't expect a whole lot to change my life. So. I just go in, try to have fun. The first 25 minutes, I could have done without, but after that, picked
25
up.
25 minutes?
The sound, bro. That's dude, it's like almost a 3-hour movie.
That's an episode of Perfect Strangers.
The
right
soundtrack
there.
Is great, by the way. If you're a fan of 90s music, soundtrack is awesome.
Oh.
Awesome.
What do you give it?
I give it 3 Aussies.
Bryn?
Yeah.
I did expect it to change my life. I wanted a lot more from two rubber ninja stars.
Oh. Expectations kill films.
I felt like it was a cash grab.
That's a expectations kill movies. They just
say
kill them.
This weekend, too, it's about to break all the records.
Oh, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. And people are going to like it and they're going to see it again and again.
Don't break the record.
I'm always right when it comes to this stuff. I don't even know why we're debating this.
Your hands down, bro. Your hands down. I want to hear about this in your act on the 13th.
Hey, do you have a show coming up?
I do. I'm actually going to be at the Layover Lounge this Saturday at 7 o'clock in
Oakland.
Where's that? Oakland. Downtown Oakland.
The Layover Lounge.
The Layover Lounge. Laugh City Productions. Come check us out. Should be fun. You should come through, Marcus.
I would love to come through.
Get some tips. Yeah. Get some tips from the show.
Get some tips, bro. It's this Saturday.
Oh, I got to do this thing with Drew Harmon.
Drew. Yeah. Drew, always taking my friends.
I got to train.
You got to train.
Are you guys going to hang around? We're going to have to find extra mics. Are you going to hang around for the secret show?
Let's do it.
All right, perfect. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Were you reaching for my hand?
Oh, I was. Oh, the two. Oh, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous. Let me hold your hand, too.
Okay.
Now grab Bryn's hand, everybody. No, we're going to do a circle. Okay. Oh, that's really? That just like
I'm,
that?
I'm setting down my...
He left a brother hanging. Look at me.
We're going to do a circle of love, but apparently one person just isn't feeling it
hand.
Tonight.
All right,
I didn't
then.
Realize we're doing that today.
So, well, none of us did. It was spontaneous love. So we are going to do a secret show with Marcus and Rudy.
Right.
So I don't know where we're going to put everybody. We'll find mics for everybody. But
there's plenty of room in front of my mic.
Oh, my God. You little brat. Stop it right now. It's your secret show. So that'll be available by about 11 or so. Bryn gets that up there because, you know, we don't have to edit all the stars out anymore.
It'll be up.
I have an update for you on something that a story we started on the last...
Oh, fantastic.
So something I had said we would try, and then we tried it.
I know exactly what it is.
Wow.
Let's find out if the mission's accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's been kind of a long-term goal of yours. And that's all we're going to say about our mission. Yeah. All right, let's go.
You may have said too much.
We'll see you on Friday, everybody.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.